Writing about advertising is always fun, if only to take another opportunity to remind our brand friends that advertising agencies are hired to actually sell something, and that it doesn't really matter, beyond some bizarre ego trip, how many impressions their work racks up. The thing is, impressions may salve creative self-images, but bottom line, they're not so good for sales. Creative that just gets seen may be art, but it isn't advertising. Every year we write about the Super Bowl, the major sporting event that by dint of scheduling shows up at the end of a week-long, sometimes longer, staging event for brands desperately trying to rack up impressions. The Super Bowl was the most watched American television program in history, so you'd figure that all those advertising dollars were wisely spent. Impression-wise, that is. Want to know how the other game plan involving sales worked out? Listen to this.
2016 Super Bowl Ad Engagement Survey. Only 39% of Super Bowl 50's advertisers will score big on their really big investments. In this case, scoring refers to generating consumer behavior in the marketplace. You know, sales, consumer traffic, brand profits, that kind of stuff. Advertising being a business and not a hobby, after all. When it comes to Super Bowl ad playbooks, brands look to score big in 5 ways. 1. Big audiences. 2. Big creative. 3. Big buzz. 4. Big social networking. And 5. Big levels of emotional brand engagement. That last one is most important because it's a leading indicator of consumer behavior in the only arena that counts, the real world marketplace. In 2016, nearly 115 million viewers watched the Super Bowl, many for the ads alone, making it the most watched show in U.S. history. Every year, brands start earlier to create upfront buzz, sneak previewing ads, hashtagging everything in sight. And sure, brands need to entertain if they want their ads to trend, but if advertisers want real ROI, entertainment alone is not enough. Consumers need to be emotionally engaged with the ads so they come away feeling the brand better meets the expectations they hold for the category ideal. Puppies are cute and all, but the ultimate question is, what did it do for the Budweiser brand? Beyond collecting all those shares, likes, and tweets, which do correlate with entertainment, but not so much with sales. So our approach is a bit more precise than counting likes or interpreting unscalable MRI images. Mobile software developed to mine social data streams is overlaid with validated emotional brand engagement assessments to identify the intersection of engagement and entertainment within the context of the Super Bowl. The output allows us to calculate whether a brand's ad will engage and entertain, entertain only, engage but not entertain, or neither engage nor entertain. Like all things marketing, each variable results in a different outcome for the brand. The bottom line? Only 13 of the 33 brands, or 39%, down 10% from the 13-year historical average of 49%, were assessed as both engaging and entertaining. Of those 13, only 6 were determined to be both highly engaging and highly entertaining. Those included Amazon Echo, Doritos, Hyundai, Kia, PayPal, and WeatherTech. So those should work pretty well when it comes to the real marketplace. Brands assessed to be highly entertaining but with low engagement included virtually all of the beverage brands: Bud Light, Budweiser, Coca-Cola, Michelob, Pepsi, and Shock Top. Look, we understand that agencies and marketers hope their ads will entertain. That's a dimension that's easy to measure. And unquestionably, advertising entertainment and social networking reviews generate lots of chatter. So there you are. You managed to entertain 115 million viewers. But these days, that's not enough. Or shouldn't be. With 30-second spots selling for $5 million plus, marketers need a new game plan when it comes to assessing advertising ROI. A laugh, a sigh, or a tweet alone isn't really an acceptable return on budgets this big. Advertising should be judged not by entertainment ratings or social networking trend metrics, but how it ultimately helps the brand perform in the marketplace. Does the ad engage and build the brand's equity? Does it drive brand share, consumer behavior, and sales? If so, you'll score positive bottom-line impact, even if the advertising wasn't as entertaining as envisioned. A brand that can both engage and entertain is a Super Bowl winner. But on this particular Sunday, when a brand gets into people's living rooms or on their computers or mobile screens, it doesn't matter how many consumers tweet, like, or share the ad if it doesn't increase emotional brand engagement and sales. Otherwise, what you've produced is a very short, very expensive movie. Given that this is the Super Bowl we're talking about, we'll close with our annual thought that might be worth for advertisers to remember. There is no I in team, but there sure is one in return on investment.
What happened? Amazon introduced their Echo on the Super Bowl. They sold 2 million units in the first 9 months of 2016. That's a touchdown. Actually, a couple touchdowns when it comes to a new product introduction. Engage and entertain. Doritos sold $1.6 billion worth of chips. PayPal showed revenue growth of 18%. That comes out to $2.7 billion. Hyundai had the best 8 months of sales ever after the Super Bowl. So did Kia. Did we mention it was the best 8 months of sales ever? Butterfinger, the only one of the Nestle brands to ever advertise on the Super Bowl, is selling like hotcakes, if hotcakes had a core of creamy peanut butter center and sugar candy in a chocolatey coating. And WeatherTech had increased its revenue outlook for the year of $204 million. See a pattern here? Engagement plus entertainment equals sales. As to those brands that only entertained, someone at Anheuser-Busch InBev sure loves a Super Bowl, and apparently entertaining the world. They bought spots for four brands, and Budweiser profits fell 18%. Coincidence? The company pulled the plug on the Amy Schumer-Seth Rogen mock political Bud Light ads. And sure, the election is over, but the campaign didn't translate to improved volume or share performance before or after Election Day. Shock Top, AB InBev's craft beer, is down nearly 10%. Michelob Ultra net sales were down too. Not so sure how much solace Anheuser-Busch InBev gets from the fact that viewers were entertained by their Super Bowl ads. We hope they were expecting sales. Coca-Cola's net sales were down 7% year over year, and Pepsi was down 3%. But that was their sixth straight quarter of decline. And don't tell us it's the category, because the category has been shrinking for years, and if that's the case, why spend money on advertising on the Super Bowl? It's not like consumers don't already know the Coke and Pepsi brand names. The bottom line? Entertainment equals entertainment. But engagement plus entertainment equals sales.